Design training. In order for individuals to feel comfortable with change tasks, roles, and methodologies, they must believe that they are capable of doing what they are being asked to do. Thus, as part of the change management process, the project should plan to provide any necessary training during its execution stage. Large-scale transformation projects, which often lead to employee turnover, also reinforce the necessity for training. Organizations that feature employees with large amounts of tacit knowledge about their jobs, processes, and the organization must find ways to capture this knowledge and share it with others as is necessary. Note that it is much more effective to train close to when systems and processes go live. Initial training efforts should be at introductory levels, with more tangible, in-depth training much closer to the effective date. Training can focus on many aspects of the change processes. Technical skills, process training, and leadership/management skills training are among the training focuses that may be applicable. Effective training is tailored to the unique needs, functions, and roles of the trainees. In order to tailor training accurately, a training needs assessment must be done. These assessments work to identify performance requirements for a given task, role, division, or organization, and the associated knowledge, skills, and abilities to satisfy those requirements. They may occur at three levels, as is shown in Exhibit 2-58. Exhibit 2-58, Tailoring Levels. Let's examine the levels in more detail. Organizational. At this level, the assessment focuses on identifying the overall needs of the organization to address issues or areas of weakness and to perform high-level activities that fulfill the organizational goals. This may look at demographic trends. For example, an aging management unit that does not have a pipeline of talent developing to replace managers as they retire, new technology skills, and other likely drivers of change that may require new skills or capabilities in the workforce. Occupational, also called operational or task. At this level, the needed skills required for satisfactory performance in a given role or position are identified and compared to the current capabilities and expectations for that role to identify gaps or deficiencies that currently exist or may exist in the future. Individual. At this level, individuals' knowledge, skills, and abilities are compared to the identified required traits to fulfill a given role, either their current or a new role. This is not a performance review, but instead focuses on whether or not they have the basic capability to meet expectations, regardless of whether they're actually meeting those expectations currently. Especially in the early stages of a transformation project, the training needs assessment is likely to focus on the organizational or occupational level. As a transformation project introduces new processes, technologies, and strategies, it is likely that everyone in a given division, or organization-wide, will require some level of training to reach a baseline level of knowledge and understanding. More granular assessments may be necessary later, when new positions are created or the roles and responsibilities for a position change, to determine who is a good fit for a new role or who requires more extensive training. That being said, even within the higher levels of assessment, taking all identical roles from different teams, locations, or points along the supply chain may be a mistake. Various locations may have different baseline levels in terms of current competencies and capabilities, depending on how they were started/acquired, cultural differences, and other factors. Even when an organization adopts entirely new, to it, processes or tools, recently acquired subdivisions or remnants from a company merger may have institutional capabilities based on the prior organization's systems that may preclude the need for significant training or even become an asset for the transformation. Team to rely on. Training needs assessments are discussed in more detail elsewhere. Following the completion of the training needs assessment, the training must actually be developed. Using the information gleaned in the needs assessment, organizations may use any number of tools to design, build, and implement training. Examples include ADDIE and SIM. The ADDIE process is a more rigid approach to training development, consisting of 5 iterative steps: analyze, design, develop, implement, and evaluate. SIM is a more agile approach, consisting of 3 iterative steps: evaluate, design, and develop. No matter which development methodology is used, it is crucial that the training is flexible enough to be delivered wherever necessary in the supply chain while meeting the identified training needs.